These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 2nd, 1918. The next contingent of draftees from Elgin will be led by Rupert Surcombe, a civil engineer of the Elgin Interstate Commerce Commission. He will become the leader of 43 young men who will leave today for Jefferson Barracks in Missouri. He was selected by the Elgin Draft Board. These, the latest contingent of men called up in the draft, will be escorted by the Moose Drum Corps and the high school cadets from Fountain Square to the GAR Hall, where veterans of the Spanish War will join them as they move on to the St. Paul Depot for their train departing to Missouri. It will be a grand unfurling of the honor flag in Elgin. The Elgin National Watch Band will offer the Star Spangled Banner at 7 p.m., and a host of speakers is scheduled as the flag offered by the United States government will be unfurled in celebration of the overwhelming response to the Third Liberty Loan Campaign in Elgin. The flag was delivered by courier early this week, and plans for its display were quickly set in place. The Liberty Loan's success was recounted in a meeting of the Commercial Club, where its chairman, George Gloss, declared, "Elgin as and always will show its loyalty." Gloss indicated that through the Elgin banking institutions, more than $6 million has been invested in three loan programs. 50% more subscriptions were secured in this drive than in previous loans, and people have denied themselves to do it. The accounting of the third drive indicates that $800,000 in subscriptions will be assured by tomorrow. H.D. Hemmons, the clerk of the Elgin Draft Board, indicated there are currently 342 men in Elgin available to the draft. 145 Elgin men have been drafted into service since December 19th of 1917. Some 260 men were classified 1A and will be re-examined to see if they can be reclassified for general service. 1A men were rejected from ready service for physical conditions that were remediable. These were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.